Let this be the reason such things happen. It's not easy to found shrines and set up gods, and doing so correctly takes a great deal of thought. But it's the custom of everyone, and especially of women, and of anyone who is sick or in danger or at a loss in any way whatsoever. And likewise, in the opposite case, when people come into some stroke of good fortune, to consecrate whatever is at hand at the moment, to vow sacrifices, and to promise shrines to gods and spirits and children of gods. And because of apparitions seen while awake, out of fear, and because of dreams, and in just the same way because they remember many visions, people make remedies for each of these by setting up altars and shrines in every house and every village, in open places, and wherever else they happen to be. For all these reasons, we must do everything in accordance with the law now being stated. But beyond this, we must also act for the sake of the impious, so that they don't compound their wrongdoing by such practices too, setting up shrines and altars secretly in private houses, thinking they can make the gods gracious to themselves through private sacrifices and prayers, and so increase their injustice without limit, bringing charges against themselves before the gods and against those who allow it, who are better people than they are, with the result that the whole city, in a way, justly shares in the punishment for their impiety. The god himself will not blame the lawgiver for this, so let this law be laid down: no one is to keep the god's shrines within a private home. Should anyone come to light as owner of such shrines, celebrating worship apart from the public rites, then, provided the man or woman who has done this has committed no great or unholy wrong, whoever notices it should report it to the guardians of the law, and they should order the private shrines removed to the public ones. And if the offenders don't obey, they should be fined until the shrines are removed. But if someone is shown to have committed an act of impiety that is not a child's offense, but the sort unholy men commit, whether by setting up shrines in private or by sacrificing in public places to gods of any kind, then, since he sacrifices without being pure, he should be punished with death. As for whether the offense is a child's or not, the guardians of the law shall judge, and having brought the matter before the court in this way, they shall see the case for impiety carried through to judgment.